Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I saw that the Ravens are going to cut Michael Crabtree, and I wanted to get your opinion about the Texans possibly signing him.
To me, the stuff that Michael Crabtree does, you have a way better version of that in DeAndre Hopkins already. I mean, I don't know what the price tag will be on Michael Crabtree, but I think if you sign Michael Crabtree, that's like an Ed Reed signing. You're signing a guy who's got a big name, but is not going to give you much of anything.
Got your Rockets Saturday night.
If you want to be the man, you got to beat the man, huh?
Yeah.
And it's official. Listen, it's a nice win for the Rockets, but the Rockets having regular season success, it doesn't change anything about what their goals are.
Unfortunately, none of what's happened here in the last couple of weeks, either the bad losses or the good wins, changed my opinion of what this team is. And if Chris Paul can stay healthy and they can get contributions from these other guys, then they're capable, certainly. But I haven't seen that capable team enough this year to say, oh, yeah, I think they have a chance like they did last year.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. Missed the first 2 hours. That's some of what you missed. You missed some Lance Zierlein there. You missed little movie talk, little True Detective talk as well, but pretty sportsy for a Monday.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny. Lamont says, pretty amazing you guys did a whole hit about the NFL offseason with Lance and not one mention.
I mean, we talk about Clowney a lot.
There's nothing else to say. There really isn't.
Nothing new to report.
They're going to tag him, and he'll either play 1 year under the tag, or maybe they'll trade him. And if they can work out a long-term deal, maybe they will, but that's it. There's not really – those are your options. There's nothing else to get into.
Has that happened before? Has a team ever franchised a player and then worked out a long-term deal with that player?
Yeah, it's happened. It's happened. It happens. It's probably more common than guys playing out on the tag. I mean, I've seen it
a lot.
I
just feel like almost always, once a guy gets tagged, the next year he's gone.
I think there have been some, well, if they go through the whole tag process, yeah. But, I mean, a lot of times you work out the contract while he's under the tag.
Yeah.
You've had some high-profile guys that just hadn't, it didn't work. And including Le'Veon Bell, which, okay, so I came across this on ESPN.com where it says picking the best free agent offers for Le'Veon Bell and the one he should take. And they basically named three finalists. And what the offer should be. Would you like to hear who they are?
Sure.
The Green Bay Packers. They offer 4 years, $60 million for an average of 15 per year. And they have enough move to make the space.
Boy, I mean, you talk about...
I mean, enough space to make the move, excuse me.
You talk about not being able to build a defense when you're paying your quarterback and your running back that kind of money. Good luck. I mean, if I'm him, I wouldn't hate the idea of playing there because you play with Aaron Rodgers, you're probably going to have some success. But I think that would take a big change to Green Bay's offense, to their offensive scheme.
New coach. Plans to use I mean, that's a guy who had Gurley and used him. So.
Yeah.
And really, Derrick Henry last year. So.
Okay.
So it makes some sense. The guarantee would be $25 million. At signing, $49 million guaranteed in the deal. Offer number two, the New York Jets. Total years in value, 4 years, $59 million for a $14.75 million hit. $26 million guarantee at signing, $46 million total guarantee. And obviously the Jets have some room. They've got a rookie quarterback, and he's still on his rookie deal. So by the time he gets paid, then
Le'Veon will be gone.
Yeah. Yeah, so
I don't hate that spot. Although, I won't even say it. I was going to say how important is winning to Le'Veon. if it were really that important, he would have been there last year and tried to help that team win. So I think money is more important to Le'Veon. So that may be a good spot for him.
Yeah, although I think money, but he'd like to be somewhere where he could win.
I mean, everyone would, yeah. But I think if he, you know, if you got to choose one or the other.
All right, team number three offers 5 years, $75 million, average per year, $15 million, $30 million guaranteed at signing, total guarantee, $50 million. That is your Houston Texans.
Well, I mean, it sounds appealing.
They can make him the highest paid running back and still be able to fill some other holes on the team after they do so. I've actually wrote last week how there's plenty of room for them to do that and still add what they need to add in the offseason.
Let me ask you this. If they paid that money to Le'Veon Bell, they franchised Jadeveon Clowney, is there still enough room for them to go after a guy like Trent Brown?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's actually room. If they do that, there's actually room, especially if you go for some kind of mid-level cornerbacks in that $7 to $8 million range. Mm-hmm. There's room to do that. There's still room to add two offensive linemen. It really is. I mean, now the problem you're going to run into is what you do long term with Clowney. But if you're going to go for Le'Veon Bell now, you're going all in right now, aren't you? You're going for next year.
Yeah,
and that's what you should do. So we shall see. 713-780-ESPN. Anyway, after all of that, the ESPN's conclusion, the Le'Veon Bell should go with the Houston Texans.
Okay.
So, for a lot of reasons, state income tax, the team should be pretty good. I think they also have five teams that are likely to pass on him, one being the Ravens. And mainly because they try to be responsible with the salary cap.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Colts. And plus, they've already got Marlon Mack, who's, when he's healthy, he's a pretty good back.
Yeah.
Oakland Raiders, they're not close. Eagles says allocating big money to the running back position goes against the Eagles' team-building philosophy and also A.J. Hoffman's. And they say from a pure football perspective, Bell would be a great fit for the 49ers. But and they've got plenty of space, but they kind of want to see what Jerick McKinnon can do next year, who they just went after. So that's why they say those teams won't be interested. So here's your three. And good luck.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number. Hey, I got to give something away here at 6:11. Be the fifth caller at 6:11 p.m. ESPN 97.5 is here to give you pre-screening access to Netflix's new film, Triple Frontier. A group of former Special Force ops reunite to plan a heist in a populated border zone of South America. For the first time in their careers, these heroes undertake this dangerous mission for themselves instead of their country. Caller 5-713-780-3776 wins two seats at a pre-screening of Triple Frontier starring Ben Affleck on March 4th at Studio Movie Grill Center at 7 p.m. And that's going to be at 6:11 p.m.
That's when you need to call, right?
Yeah, call at 6:11. Don't
the movie's not showing at 6:11.
No. It's at 7 o'clock on March 4th. Studio Movie Grill. I said that part.
Yeah,
but yeah. I want give everybody a chance to call. Don't call before 6:11, but when you hit 6:11, be the fifth caller. That gives you streamers a chance. It gives those of you who are watching on live stream a chance. It gives everybody a chance. Because, you know, free stuff should be communism, right?
Yeah.
And everyone should have an opportunity. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. 832 asked, just tuned in, you talked about how Tennessee has lost 2 of 3 and still ahead of UH. Yeah, we went through a whole college basketball thing there. And it's not like that LSU loss is...
It's not a bad loss.
No.
I mean, they're if a foul's not called with 0.6 seconds, I mean, it could have gone either way. The Kentucky loss is alarming. I mean, but Kentucky, to me, is they've worked their way back. They were preseason number one for a reason. That team is really good, and they've got it figured out now. That's a scary team going into March. And we talked about this last week about, was it RJ who tweeted out, would you rather have a Duke ticket or a ticket with the three teams of your choice? And to me, I'd much rather have a Kentucky, Gonzaga, Virginia ticket than a Duke ticket. Much rather. Not that Duke's not good,
Right.
But I think any one of those three teams, I could easily see them winning a championship. And obviously Virginia and Duke or Virginia doesn't match up well head to head with Duke. But when you talk about who's going to win the title, I mean, you don't always have to play those teams head to head. So sometimes somebody will do that work for you. So I'd take those three teams, and Kentucky might be my second choice behind Gonzaga right now. If I were going in order of where I'd take teams to win it.
Yeah. And I don't know. And I don't know what UH is in comparison to those kind of teams in real life yet. I really don't. I mean, I think they're damn good. I don't know that they can't compete with those schools, but I just haven't seen them do it yet, so I don't know. And I'm hopeful that they can. There's a lot of good stuff there when you watch that team play. And they get the other thing, too, that I think is interesting, they're a much better team now than they were earlier in the year.
Yeah.
And they had some good wins early, but I think when I wrote about it last week, every win has been at least 7 points in conference.
Yeah.
I mean, they just except for the Temple game that they lost. So, you know, they're eating souls. It's just how good are the souls they're eating is the question.
And it goes back to, I mean, they've got that LSU win, which is really nice. The Oregon win, that was the one ranked team they played at the time. That win looks less and less appealing.
Utah State looks like a decent win.
Yeah, that's a solid win.
It's not special, but it's solid.
But aside from the LSU win, which is going to keep looking better in my opinion, because I think LSU's really good, their conference schedule is there's not a lot of teams that are going to give you that big bump. And it's not UH's fault. You know, it's just that's the way the cookie crumbled this year. Memphis wasn't as good as people thought they were going to be.
Yeah.
Central Florida hasn't been as good as people thought they were going to be.
UConn hasn't been able to
UConn's
come back
a disaster. You know, SMU was pretty good last year. They suck.
They were supposed to be good last year, and then everybody got hurt and they fell apart. And then this year they just didn't do anything. I mean, and that's the thing. They needed some better wins. Because when I was looking at their schedule early on, it's like, man, they're doing great out of conference. But boy, I'm worried about this conference schedule. But then none of those teams panned out.
Tulane is maybe in the conversation for worst team in the entire country, which is unbelievable, but they're in that discussion.
Yeah, and you know, East Carolina, they wind up playing twice, not very good,
horrible.
But South Florida turned out to be a little better than people thought, but that's still not
a quality win.
It's not going to help you. But you know, that's the thing. I think I'll be real interested to see what happens when they get in the tournament, because I think they can go. I think they can win
what they
some
do
games.
Have, what they do have to their advantage is they're going to be a wild card team in the tournament, because no one's going to really – and that works two ways. No one really knows what to expect from UH when they get up against good competition, and UH doesn't really know what to expect when they get up against elite-level competition, because even when they beat LSU, that LSU team that's got a bunch of freshmen, they weren't what they are now.
Yeah, but I think UH is a lot better now than they were.
They probably are, but from a talent standpoint – LSU has better players than UH, but UH has just been a better team this year. So I'm curious to see how they do in the tournament. I'm actually kind of excited to see them. I'm looking forward to seeing what their draw is. I do think it's a team that can win, obviously, multiple games come tournament time. I don't know if they're like a Final Four team to me, because Final Four teams typically have – you can point to a guy on that team and say – like we were talking about the NBA.
Right.
Most really good teams have that guy you can point to and say, okay, this guy's going to – if everything's going wrong, this guy's going to carry us. UH doesn't really have that guy, but they do have a good mix of really solid players, and they're obviously well-coached.
Well, and how this plays in the tournament, it will be interesting, because they have almost all year, somebody has stepped up and been that guy every game. Whether it's not necessarily the same guy. Because, like I said, early on it was Galen Robinson was the guy. And then lately it's been Davis and Giroux and guys like that. And I think they may have that guy in Davis, because he has been capable of – well, both of those guys have. But, again, it's competition.
Armani Brooks carried him a lot early in the season. I mean, Dijon's been – he's been a big player for them lately. So, they've got guys. It's just they don't have –
They don't have NBA talent is what they don't
exactly.
have. But they've got guys who really fit the system well and play. I mean, they play terrific defense. Yeah, it's funny you're talking about how good Tech's defense is. We'd probably be talking a lot more about these guys if they weren't playing in the same state with Tech.
Yeah. But
they play a really good defense, and they've got depth, and they just keep running people out there.
Well, and it's also we won't talk about it because they play in the AAC, and it's hard to know how good that defense really is. You know, I mean – There's some bad offenses in that league.
There are, but
SMU just played a game where zero players scored in double digits. Zero players had 10 points. And they let that 7'6" Taco Fall from Central Florida get 20 rebounds on it. 26 points and 20 rebounds against a guy who can barely move. I mean, there's some bad, bad teams in this conference. All right, I got to tell you guys again about Tri-Eagle Energy. And I keep telling you about these guys because I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to save you from the bad guy, from the wolves out there in this energy. I guess, what do we call it? An energy pasture. You're a sheep and they're the wolves. I don't want you to get taken by a wolf. I want the shepherd to guide you through the shepherd. I want to be the shepherd that tells you about Tri-Eagle Energy. They're my staff. For the Wolves. So there's always different offers from these guys. Free weekends, free days, cash bonuses, the list goes on. And you may have fallen for one of those offers and months later found out, wait a minute, I'm paying a higher rate or they're throwing additional fees on my bill. What's going on with that? Don't get that with Tri-Eagle. The rate you see is the rate you pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE. Or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com, use promo code ESPN, you'll get yourself an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064.
You're listening to The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. This play sucks.
Yeah. So, Tyler, Tyler and I, we both enjoy to drink a nice beer every now and again. And, Tyler, sometimes he'll go to beer releases when I'm, and often I'm too busy these days to make it out to a lot of those things.
Right.
So Tyler's been good enough to hook me up a couple times, and I was able to grab some cans for him when I was up in the Humble area at Ingenious Brewing from their last release.
I like that place, by the way.
It's a good spot.
Yeah.
And I brought him a mixed four-pack of those beers. And he put them in the fridge. And this is on the Canadian side, Fred.
I know. Where usually things are safe over there.
On the side where you would think there wouldn't be some scoundrel. Someone went and took two of his four beers and just took them home.
Well, the joke's on them because
we have cameras.
We have cameras over there because we've had stuff stolen.
And so now what's going to be the fallout if we are able to catch a thief on video?
Well, depends on who it is.
That's what I don't like.
Yeah, I know. But if it's Lance Zierlein,
he's fired.
We're not firing Lance. We're making him repay it, though, and go get two new ones.
You're not getting those two new. I mean, you're not getting them again.
Well, then he's gonna have to make recompense.
Lance is still here. I can't picture a scenario where Lance does that.
No, I'm just saying, I'm using that as an example. Lance would never do that. So.
If it's Mr. Gao, I'm not going to recommend that he's fired.
Yeah, because that wouldn't work.
Anyone else, though, I recommend they're fired, right?
Again, it depends on who it is and if they're willing to make restitution.
I guess. Even restitution, though, it's like the principle of it.
No, the principle of
where
it is.
Where do we work?
Well,
this is, I mean, this is a professional build. Like, I mean,
theoretically, yeah, but no, we've had a problem really throughout this building with people stealing crap.
Yeah,
and it's got to stop. And
or even just taking things without permission.
Yeah, I'd almost never leave anything in that, even in that one, because people suck. And well, somewhere in this building, there's a terrible human being.
I want justice.
Yeah.
Wasn't you, was it, Aaron?
No, because I told Tyler, he knows me. I would have asked if I saw some beer in there. I would have come and asked the three of y'all.
Yeah, whose beer?
Because
is this?
We're all on the same level, right? Beer-wise. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. If there's beer in there, one of us probably knows who put it there. And I think we need to figure out who it was, and we will.
Yeah, we will. We're gonna get
the son of a bitch. I'll just tell you that.
I am not pleased.
I mean, the four of us could chip in and put a mini fridge in one of y'all's offices and put a padlock on it.
That's,
all four of us get a key.
But isn't that ridiculous that we have to do that?
It is. It's like when people were telling me you've got to take your headphones home every night. I'm like, dude, why? Why do I have to do that? Because, I mean, isn't it enough that, like, people know that that's not yours? I mean.
Well, you would think even
I'm so glad I have an office now. I just keep myself in my office now.
Yeah, well. But I think even a semi-reasonable human being would see, hey, this looks like expensive beer. I probably shouldn't take it. Somebody's leaving Coors Light in there. Okay, climb on, brother.
But, and that's the other thing. Yeah, it's not like someone took a couple Coors Lights. It's like beer that's got actual like money value to it.
So we know it's not Granado.
Granado did not
scratch Granado off the list right now.
He did not take that beer.
And we know that
someone did.
Raheel doesn't drink, so he's off the list.
Man,
I think we need a full-on investigation here.
Dude, there has to be.
And once we get the video evidence, someone will pay.
Oh, man.
Can we fire him on air?
I don't think we can do that. I think the lawyer has to be around, but like...
Yeah, we have to go through the proper channels to do that. There's a process for that.
And so. Listen, I'm not... I hate saying that people should get fired, but man, that pisses me off. Like, I just don't understand. Like, I'll never understand someone just taking stuff that's not theirs.
It's scuzzy as hell. It's scuzzy as hell. And once we figure it out, I'll be happy to. You know, if the person is somebody we can fire, I'll be happy to fire them. 936 says Raheel has a history. Search him. That was not beer.
It was not beer. Raheel wouldn't take beer. Beer would be of no use to Raheel.
Yeah.
Now, if there were like shoes missing, okay, that's Raheel. If there were like a children's size 7 jeans missing, I would be like, Raheel probably took my kid's jeans. But.
So, we will find them. He says, can the interrogation take place on air for the beer thief?
I wish it could. I don't.
Yeah, maybe.
If they're not fired, maybe we can talk to them about it.
Yeah.
And see what was going through their mind.
That's just low.
And by the way, Tyler's now like, I mean, he's, I guess he's like sub-management, but he's kind of management.
Yeah.
Like he's a lot of people in there's boss. Probably no one in that Canadian side. But still.
Well, that's... Now I'm starting to think about the people over there. And thinking who might have done it.
Are you worried? Do you have a suspect?
No.
Do you have a suspect you can tell me off the air?
No, but the problem is... I don't. I don't have a suspect. Yet. But I do watch a lot of Law & Order.
Man.
I'm gonna put on my law hat.
I'm tempted to say, if that beer's back in the morning, unharmed, we can just let it go. But I don't know. I don't even know if that's enough.
I would say yeah. If the beer's back in the morning unharmed, then we'll let it go this time. But if it happens again, we will prosecute,
dude.
So whoever you are, if you took it. I hope the little Tebow, you haven't drank it yet. But we shall see. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Come back. We've still got a gym of the day to do. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Well, you can call me Detective Lenny Briscoe.
I don't know that we should put the name out.
No, we're not going to put the name out. But I had someone I suspected. I checked their garbage, and guess what we found?
A crushed beer can, an empty, crushed.
Not saying so, that could be somebody trying to frame this person.
Did you send a text to that guy?
I did.
He needs to text him and see if he can stop him from drinking that other beer. Because returning one unharmed would at least give him some sort of... I don't know what it would give him. I mean, but... Oh, this is utterly, utterly unacceptable.
Or unacceptable.
I like to say unacceptable.
Like throwing it away in your own trash can after you stole it is like the guy who kills the hooker and puts it in the dumpster right outside his apartment.
But a lot of times, you know, if you watch Law and Order, they do that sometimes to throw you off. Now, and again, could be a frame job.
I don't know. But I mean, it could be.
I don't want to say anything, but I did that. What's the first thing I did when we got over there?
And Fred did not touch the evidence.
Nope.
Like a professional, he said... AJ, because I'm...
Used a pencil to pick it up
so
Fred, we can get it for prints.
Fred's like he's a good, valuable gumshoe, and he called me over. He knows I'm the lead investigator on this case, and he said, "Hey, Cap, is that one of these beer cans?" And I said, "By golly, I think it is." And then we carefully removed it, placed it into a plastic baggie, tagged for evidence. A public trial is forthcoming, I must say.
Yeah. Yeah, poor... Well...
No, not poor him.
No, not
he
him.
He stole beer.
I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about the other person to talk to about it apparently is not... he's out doing something right now and knows nothing about any of this.
Oh, no.
So... So what was the price value of the beer?
If he drank both of them, I mean, probably like $13, $14.
But you can't get them again, right?
No.
So that on the black market, what would they go for? Because that's the value we're talking about.
I mean, probably $20. I mean, probably $10 a can.
Okay.
But I don't know. That's a frustration for sure.
Yeah, it is. And
it's a frustration beyond just the beer being gone. Like that's a different level of frustration.
All right, I'm going to squeeze in a quick Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Well, you'll appreciate this one because. You're a poop person. You're obsessed with poo. Apparently, two drivers got into an argument during a road rage incident in Lehigh County, Pennsylvania. By the way, Pennsylvania fast gaining on Florida. They have a lot of weird stuff. The road rage incident resulted in one driver pooing on the other.
What?
The driver...
While he was awake?
The driver later identified as 69-year-old Henry George Weaver... was charged with harassment. You should get more than harassment for pooing on someone. There were no further details about what caused the incident, nor exactly how about one would go about pooping on another driver during a traffic dispute. That's all we have, but apparently that's what he did. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym no explanation of the day. Needed.
It's the gym of the day.
Yeah, that's what sucked.
The Zadok Jeweler
your gem of the day.
Well,
the whole day's thrown off by this.
Yeah, well, I mean, now I've got to put on my order hat and start, you know, thinking like a prosecutor.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, the law part, which I've done pretty well on. But now I have to question all that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like somebody could have planted it.
Mm.
But now I'm going to
again, we'll want this mixed. The evidence that we've collected.
Video evidence will confirm. And when that happens, I'll put on my Jack McCoy hat and we will prosecute to the fullest extent of the law of Gal Media. So
I'm flustered. I don't know what a fair punishment is.
Well,
God, I'm like a barbarian though. I just want to chop his hand off, like his right hand. Oh, you stole?
Yeah. And that's you don't steal from the family.
No.
That's rule number one. So
and like what if Tyler was like had a really long day, he was gonna go home and crack a beer? I mean,
well, he still has two.
He still has two. I mean, good thing he didn't leave them overnight.
Yeah. God, they were just in there today?
I gave them to Tyler this morning.
Oh, for bleep's sake. Hmm. 713-780-ESPN. I don't know what to do here. I'm honestly trying to communicate with.
Well, I don't know what the answer is, but I think there's got to be we've got to swing a hammer here.
There's got to be some repercussions.
That we cannot let this go unchecked. It can't be like, well, don't do that again. I mean, this is a heinous offense, in my opinion.
I agree, but
there's no kill for being a.
Yeah, that's about it, right?
All right, guys. I got to tell you what's going on with the Rockets. Every dog has his day. They say that. And this year, it's Saturday at the 7th Annual Houston Rockets Dog Walk presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, benefiting the Herman Park Conservancy. Perfect event for you and your furry friend to enjoy the beautiful Lake Plaza at Herman Park. So get on out there. Choose between two different walking trails, a one-mile walk around McGovern Lake and the Jones Reflection Pool, or a 2¾-mile walk within the heart of Herman Park. Everybody who participates is going to receive a T-shirt, a goodie bag, and a ticket to an upcoming Rockets game. Register today for the 7th Annual Houston Rockets Dog Walk at rockets.com/thedogwalk. And remember, it would be the first to welcome home the Rockets. You know the deal. They're back tonight. Get down there. Check them out. It's Mix and Match Monday. You purchase one all-inclusive ticket for as low as $29. You receive a free bottle of beer, water, or soda, one free popcorn or hot dog, and one free red or black Rockets jersey T-shirt. Go to Rockets.com to get your tickets today. Actually, you should probably just get down to Toyota Center to see the Rockets take on Trae Young and the Atlanta Hawks. This is your last chance for that one now. And if you want to do that dog walk, Rockets.com/thedogwalk.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. No, he's not getting away with it.
I was going to say AJ is going to.
No.
AJ will find a way to.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm more mad than I should be about this, I
probably
think.
So, but you know what? That's just, it doesn't matter. I mean, at no point is there a sign, do we have to put up a sign that says, don't steal anything out of here?
Like, isn't it kind of like a general office, I guess, etiquette, like when there's a fridge, if it's not your food or beverage, you don't take it. like that. There shouldn't have to be a rule set about. I mean, that's just simple civilized culture has decided that's the case. Like, if you're the person who takes other people's food out of the work fridge, why not be the guy who just walks into a grocery store and skips everybody in line and goes straight to the front? Because that's what it's akin to. I mean, these are simple guidelines that are in place for a civilized culture. And we can't stick to them?
I mean, there's one in every freaking office, unfortunately. But for the record, you know, somebody said, my buddy asking for a friend says, don't steal from the family. You never pulled a buck from mom or dad's wallet when you were a kid. This is a different kind of family, okay? We run this, we like to run things where...
I did, and I got my ass beat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Somebody's going to have to pay for this.
Also, I mean, I was probably 12.
But
I wasn't a grown-ass person.
Yeah, exactly. Who just walks in and says, oh, this looks good. Oh, I think I'll take it.
Looks good.
You know what, AJ, if I'm going to just walk into your office. If I see a beer on the desk, I'm going to say, fine, I'm just going to take it. Jeez.
We just need a rule around here where...
Why do we need a rule? We should have a rule.
No,
it's a common...
I'm saying a rule where if you steal from someone, that person's allowed to punch you in the genitals as hard as they can.
And I think that's fair.
Like, okay, you want it... Here's your options. A, you find employment elsewhere. B, you get punched in the genitals. Take your choice.
Just find who it is and ask. Like, if it was some, like, if it was a slightly rare beer, but something we had extra of, like, you know, we all go out and buy 6 BBHs when they come out. If I had an extra BBH sitting in the fridge that I brought in, I'd be like, yeah, sure. I got 3 more at home. No big deal.
Yeah, we can get more of those.
Yeah.
Eric would bring you one, you know, but this, I mean, can't be replaced.
Let's talk to Erica.
Okay.
She seems to have some insight here. Hello, Erica.
Hi.
Sports.
What you got for us?
Hey, did y'all ever consider to check Untappd to see if he was stupid enough to check it in?
Ooh.
So, I'll be honest. The prime suspect right now is someone, they're kind of a mystery person. I know who the person is, but I don't know that anyone in this office knows them well enough to, like, I know for a fact none of us have a phone number for this person.
Let's not publicly give out too many details yet until we get the video evidence.
Okay.
I mean, all fun aside,
I don't think this guy has Untappd, though.
He might. You might look him up when the show's over, because if he does, that'd be hilarious.
I will say I did see this guy at a beer festival before.
Okay. So, plus I don't want any innocence to be unnecessarily impunged here. So,
Do
we have time?
Yeah.
Well, guess who dumbass number one is?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a couple stories I can get to, I guess. I've kind of been taken out of the mood.
I guess you had one of those beers too, huh?
No, I had sparkling water. A Florida police officer has been suspended for allegedly playing Barry White while letting an arrested couple smoke and make out in the back of his patrol car. Doug McNeil, he placed the couple in the back of his patrol car after they'd been charged with shoplifting. 23-year-old Zachary Mullendick and 24-year-old Krista Lee were not placed in seatbelts, and Mullendick was not in handcuffs, had a lighter and a cigarette. The alleged incident was captured on video. Florida Today reports the video shows the couple making out while the officer played Can't Get Enough of Your Love and agreed to let them smoke.
Not wise, guys.
He's been suspended for 20 days. A woman in her 40s was leaving a funeral home. She was mourning. She was grieving. And as she left the funeral home, there was a police chase. And the car, evading police, ran a stop sign. struck another car belonging to an off-duty police officer, jumped the sidewalk, and slammed into the woman, killing her. You can't argue the convenience of killing someone right outside a funeral home, though.
That's awesome. I mean, it really is. Because
the family's going to save on transportation fees.
Yeah, you don't have to go through the, rush them to the hospital first. Oh, that's $800 for the ambulance. Oh, Dad, never mind.
Unfortunately, there were four people inside the flip car, one adult and three juveniles. All were taken into the hospital in police custody. One had serious injuries, but one of them also has serious charges. I don't know what they were running from. I don't know what the charge was that they felt like they needed to run away from.
Beer stealing.
Apparently, it's armed robbery.
Okay.
Which we've seen robbery, not necessarily armed. I don't know if that guy packs or not.
I don't know.
But he's now got a murder charge, so that's probably at least vehicular homicide would be my guess. That's never a good add-on charge. And then I had a story about a gun-toting grandmother held a naked burglar at gunpoint inside her home until police showed up. She said, "Mother effer, if you come any further, you're a dead son of a bitch."
Whoa!
And held him there until the police came. God. That's a savage granny.
Yeah, that's so, a gilf.
Yeah, that's your that's your short and dumbass report. We kind of
all right. You should check Untappd. I bet he would do something like that. All right, that's going to wrap it up. I want to thank Erica for that suggestion. Good job today, Aaron. Good job, Mr. Hoffman. I did all right. I you know what? I did really well because I found the evidence. How about that?
That beer's only been checked in once in the last 9 hours.
Yeah.
Matthew L. No, so it's
not our guy.
Not our guy.
All right. Well, we're out of here. We'll see you tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.